call to order the Administration Committee meeting of Wednesday, July 18th, 2018, 6 p.m. I'm Alderman Walczewski. We have Alderman Poacher and Alderman Hank Hernandez and staff here. And citizens' comments. We have minutes for correction and approval from June 20th, 2018. Comments, questions on the minutes? Okay, we are all good with those. New business, admin 2018-54, the monthly budget report for June 2018.
I don't have anything to report on there because I've got all the sales tax charts under the fourth quarter fiscal year 18 budget report that Rob did. So if anybody has questions about any of the other line items, I'm happy to answer them.
Comments, questions on that? Okay, we're good with that. Two, admin 2018-55, the monthly treasurer's report for June 2018.
Year-to-date revenues of $6,774,806. Year-to-date expenses of $4,378,221. As you may have noticed, the fund balance ending and beginning are been removed for this report. They should be back, though, with next month's report once we finalize the numbers for the audit.
Okay. Comments or questions on the treasurer's report? All right. Number three, admin 2018-56, the cash statement for May 2018.
As always, the cash summaries on the first page and the investment summaries on the second page. If there's any questions, happy to answer them.
Comments, questions? Okay, we're good with that. Number four, admin 2018-57, bills for payment. Any comments or questions on our bill list? We can go on to FYI to City Council. Five, admin 2018-58, monthly website report for June 2018.
We changed the format just a bit to compare month to month, month previous year to month current year. So as you can see from June in 2017, our total visits are up almost, well, over 3,000 visitors. So that's positive that we're, you know, gaining a lot of followers on social media, and that's how we see most information being pushed out and received. We have website statistics on the third page of the report. We had a lot of people looking at the parade prior to 4th of July this year, which was great because then people registered or got the information on where to show up ahead of time. Joy Aurora is also number two on the referrers, so that's further down in the agenda. We'll talk about the AACBB update, so that's good that they're we're getting a lot of traffic because of their site as well. For Facebook data, we had a high boosted post from the officer that had their picture taken with the baby doe that he rescued from the basement, and a lot of news outlets picked that up as well. In Parks and Recreation, the summer movie night, which was a huge success out at Raging Waves, also did the best in the month of June. Any other questions? I'd be happy to answer.
Buddy, comments, questions? Okay, looks good. Let's go to 6, admin 2018-59, the fourth quarter budget review for fiscal year 2018 and sales tax analysis.
I just hit some of the highlights on page 1. We talk about municipal and non-home rule sales tax. As you may recall from last budget season in December and January, a little bit concerning. We were tracking about 80 basis points or 0.8% increase. Turned out, though, the last 3 months of the year exceeded prior year amounts by an average of about 7%, so that kicked sales tax up to a little over $3 million. I think we're about 12,000 short of budgeted amounts, which is not really material, but looking at a 2% year-over-year increase, which is, you know, certainly encouraging. Non-home rule tax is kind of finished similar to sales tax, actually approximate 3% year-over-year increase to finish around $2.32 million. And when you net that against the admin fees, which were implemented by the state, I believe beginning with the June allotment in 2017, it comes out to about $2.82 million. Another bit of good news recently was the local use sales tax. I'm sure you've all heard of the Supreme Court's decision in the Wayfair versus South Dakota decision. You know, Illinois has a similar law to South Dakota. And just to clarify what the law is, any remote seller with 200 or more annual transactions in the state or has $100,000 or more annual gross receipts is now required to collect use taxes on purchases made of out of state for consumption or use in Illinois. The IML says that should bring in an additional $207 million to the state and local governments. So as to how that'll impact Yorkville directly, we'll have more of an estimate in the upcoming months. We're still waiting for some more information, some clarification, but that's certainly good news for the city. Our local use tax in general, though, continues to be robust, looking at a 14% year-over-year increase for fiscal year ended 2018 to finish around $475,000. Skipping to page 6 and 7, talking about fund balance. Initially, we had budgeted for fiscal year 2018 the general fund to finish in a negative deficit position, if you will. $625,000, it looks like we're actually going to finish at a surplus of about $250,000. So that'll bring fund balance to right in the neighborhood of about $6.48 million, which is equivalent to about 43% of fund balance, which is a 5 to 6 month reserve. When you net it against the TIFs are estimated to finish year, fiscal year 2018 with a negative fund balance of about $1.1 million. It's about $5.34 million, which is still a strong fund balance and puts us right at our policy threshold of 35% of total expenditures and transfers. So, the chart kind of gives a pretty good idea of where the general fund's been. You can see it dipping during the recession, starting to come out in fiscal year 2012. And over the last, really since fiscal year 15, it's been an increase, which is certainly good to see. A water fund, the big story here is water sales. It'll finish the year just shy of $3.1 million, which is about $130,000 better than budgeted. It's a 5% increase over the previous year. And also, connection fees, they're predicted to finish fiscal year 2018 around $400,000, which is almost three times last year's amount of $93,000. So that's certainly a good indication that there's been a lot of building going on in the city, which is certainly encouraging. Fund balance equivalent for the water fund, projected to finish the year with a deficit of $255,000, but that's actually $600,000 better than we initially budgeted for fiscal year 2018. And fund balance equivalent is projected to be around $2.6 million for the fiscal year end. Looking at sewer, sewer is expected to finish the year with a nominal surplus, about $30,000, and its fund balance equivalency is projected to be about $1.4 million. Ironically enough, both the water fund and the sewer fund right now are equate to about 50% of their total expenditures and transfers out, almost to the decimal, which is kind of bizarre, but certainly they both have healthy fund balance equivalencies. Last but not least, park and rec. Park and rec was initially, after the amended budget, to finish with a deficit of about $35,000. In actuality, we expected to finish with a slight surplus of $25,000. Which would put its ending fund balance at around $472,000.
Any comments or questions?
The thing I would say is, we were, the sales tax. We've been noticing the cars they're selling over at that used car lot.
Millennium Motor Cars, that one?
Yeah, like Bentleys and Porsches.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Yeah. I mean, that could be where
you hadn't, but yeah.
Yeah, I just saw him move a Bentley convertible yesterday.
Ooh.
So I'm guessing that could be, I'm guessing that's still a $60,000-$70,000 car.
Yeah.
That could be the fluctuation.
Yeah. I did dive in a little bit to the store level sales tax data. We just got the report last week. Yeah. And I didn't check that one, but I checked all of our biggest sales tax producers. And generally, everybody is doing okay. So there had been a weird blip with some of the larger businesses where, they don't file sales tax in a month sometimes. So I don't know if that's, a timing issue where, they send it out and the state receives it on a certain date, so then it gets booked into a different month, or if it's, they're closing their books and then so they purposely delay it a month. I don't know what the reason is, but it shows up as, a zero and then a double month the next month. And that happens more often than I had expected. It's not 5% of the time, but it's a couple of the larger sales tax entities will do it one time a year, and two or three of them will do it, and that's $30,000 or $40,000 swing between months, which is interesting. Just on the growth perspective, it looked like everybody had a pretty good holiday season. It seems like people are still shopping, and that reflects against all sectors. So retail, even food, gas has taken a pretty big dip because prices were down. in the fall and then over the winter, which is great for consumers. But there is actually a sales tax on gas. So it's not a locally imposed one, but Illinois, whenever you buy gas, you not only pay the motor fuel tax, which then gets distributed per capita across the state, but there's also the locally based just normal sales tax. So I know we see the Facebook threads every once in a while and people kind of chime in. And I know Carlo had weighed into the fray at some point or another, and I kind of said, you know, we want people to shop in Yorkville because there is a component of it that's sales tax local, but it isn't all of it. So so yeah, for whatever that's all worth. So that's what I've seen. And then I've got the sales tax charts on here, and Chris had asked for these last month, but just kind of going through the spider looking one. So it's monthly sales tax performance related to a straight monthly average for the fiscal year. So this is just looking at like the peaks and valleys of each month as it relates to other months throughout each year. So if you start at the left in 2004, we had 12 months that were very tightly condensed. And so they were, you know, not very far deviating from the average month. And then we started to really go haywire during the run-up to the recession. And what you see towards the end now in 2018 is we have two particularly strong months, January of state receipts, so that's December consumer sales, and then July. So, and in July, what you see is sometimes there's been a couple of the big box stores that have filed double months in July, but then also building supplies kick way up in June. So we see that reflected in our local retailers, which is interesting. So, and then you've got, you know, a solid pack right there in the middle, and then you've got a couple months that really lag. So that's February. So, you know, January consumer sales, everybody's tapped out from Christmas. They don't want to buy anything, or they're buying it on gift cards, and, you know, that doesn't really count. And then the other one is March. So same thing. Everybody's waiting for the spring run-up. So you can see that, you know, it kind of gets very segregated there towards 2018. And then I've got the chart that I've kept track since January of 2003. I wasn't here at that point employed. So at some point or another in my employment, I went back to January 2003. Every month, our normal sales tax. And then that section on the left, you've got, I've got it calculated by calendar year and fiscal year, so it's kind of easy to see, you know, what our running tallies are. Our projections, so those are like at the top of the page there, it's like $255,254 in April of 2019. So that's based on historical averages through the years. We kind of just say, you know, if January did $305,000 last year and it did $300,000 the year before that, our projection is going to be $302,000. And they are weighted towards our overall growth projections too. So if we anticipate a 4% growth rate in sales tax, we weigh that out in our projections too. And then our performance. So each month when I'm talking about, like, you know, it was underperforming or overperforming, you can see plus or minus actual to projected sales tax per month. So for the past several months, you can see like 15,151, 10,277. Those are the months that we were talking about where all of a sudden it started to turn around, which is crazy. Whereas before then, we were significantly lagging. Almost all of those are deficit numbers, you know, $9,000, $4,000. That was concerning to us. So that's how we track it each year. And then that last chart, which is all the squiggly lines, pinks and blues, I've got our projections and actuals over time. So it's a 16-year period. You can actually see like how the annual map looks compared to our projections. And so that yellow line at the bottom there, there's a zero. It's like the first line up from the bottom. So that means we were beating our projections if it's above there or below. So you can see we're, you know, pretty tightly contained within the line, and some are higher and some are lower, and that's just what happens with projections. And then the next page is I zoomed it in just on the past 5 years, so you can kind of get an idea of what our annual flow looks like. And you can see the peaks there reflected in January, which is about, you know, 3/4 of the way through each year. And then the second peak is always right at the beginning of the fiscal year, which is the summer season. So we have two peaks, sort of a valley right after that second peak each year. And then you've got a couple middle months each year. So that's kind of what our, you know, our annual sales tax chart looks like.
Thank you.
So just interesting sometimes.
Do we have any comments or questions on this? We're all good. Do you, you don't have to present it to the council.
Correct. We did forward it already.
I think I did.
Yeah. So they have seen it one way or another.
And okay, we'll put it on the website. Sure. Yeah, later on this week.
Okay. So let's go to 7, admin 2018-60, the fiscal year 2018 budget amendments.
Now this is just part of the annual audit process. So we had a couple of minor funds that went over budget, primarily because of the bill program. With citywide capital went over budget just due to the timing of the Game Farm Road project. We initially believed it was going to come in fiscal year 19. It actually came in February, fiscal year 18, so we booked it then. We made that adjustment in the fiscal year 2019 budget document, as you may recall, but we need to do it as well for the fiscal year 2018 budget. And then the debt service and water fund are over budget just because of the build permit fees, which is budget neutral, revenue in, expenditure out, net effect of zero. So we're just cleaning that up for the annual audit process.
Just a reminder on that, every year we assume that no build permits are going to come in because there's no budget impact. And so each year we amend it to reflect the actual dollar amount, even if there's no budget impact. So that's what we're doing there.
Any comments or questions? Did I see this on the regular agenda, or do you need supermajority, or is it a matter?
It does need supermajority. It can go on consent agenda, since I think historically it has.
Okay.
As long as the consent agenda passes with the supermajority, it's fine.
Okay, sounds good. So let's go to admin 2018-61, copier RFP.
Both 3 years have gone by quick, and we need to go out for another RFP for copiers. As you may recall, we have two here at City Hall, one upstairs, one downstairs, two in the police department, one upstairs, one downstairs, one over at Public Works, and then one over at the art building for recreation. Our current lease with Konica Minolta is set to expire at the end of October of this year. So we plan to go out for RFP again, see what kind of numbers we get. My plan is to open it up pretty much immediately, assuming council approves it the next meeting. Have it close on August 17th, bring the proposals back here to admin committee in September, and with this committee's approval, put it on to city council on the 25th, and then we'll have about a whole month to kind of implement whoever the winning bid is and get the old copiers out and get the new copiers in.
Any comments or questions on the cut? Okay, sounds good. Consent agenda then for them too?
Yeah,
okay.
That'll be fine.
Okay, let's go to admin 2018-62, the AACVB update.
Chris had forwarded along the nice little letter there about some of the sports tourism efforts, and he just wanted to make sure that everybody saw it and was happy with what's been going on there. I will say that the sports tourism angle is one of the reasons that Oswego was most excited about joining. So I think between their sports marketing, their sports person, and then their marketing person, it seems like we've been a little bit more pleased with what they've been doing, both from a creative perspective and an effort perspective.
Good. It's showing up on our website, so I guess that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments or questions on that? All right. Thank you for the update. Admin 2018-63, the travel authorization amendment.
Yep, this is a cleanup from Gary's ICSC conference visit this May. We approve it a year early because you have to book tickets a year in advance, and between when we originally approved his expenditures and then he actually went, I ended up having a baby and not going. Or I didn't have a baby, but... So the rental car has historically been authorized under my approval, and then whatever the other expenditure was there too. So he had to end up eating those costs as a result of being not going. So, and so the process is either you can approve the estimate, as long as the estimate is higher than the actual dollar amount spent, you don't have to go back and approve it a second time. Or you can approve it after the fact under the law. So here we did the estimate, so we need to do the second one. So.
Okay. Comments or questions? Okay, we're good with that. Consent agenda for that? Any old business? No old business. Any additional business? I just have one question. I don't know if it comes under here. Are the people running the Yak Shack, are they in there?
No, they are gone. We terminated the lease with them under mutual settlement back in April, I believe.
Okay, I remember we talked about it.
Yeah.
I had a resident ask about it. They had a family and they went over there and they're like...
Yeah, They ended up not reopening for the spring at all, and had told us that they weren't going to until we settled some outstanding bills and let them walk early. So I know the park board reviewed a proposal to actually tear down the building at their last park board meeting, so last week. It was like $15,000, so it was within staff authority, but we wanted to make sure the park board had reviewed it just to make sure that they were okay with, you know, use of the park. So the building itself had went through a couple pipe freezes, and it was an old double-wide sales home sales trailer, and so it was in pretty rough shape. And you know, they prefer to just build a deck there or a flat area.
Okay. All right. That's all I had. Anything else for anybody? Okay. So it is 6:20. That's adjourned.
Thank you.